Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 42 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Updated weather. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch.
WB9CST.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WB9CSP for an audio check on All-Star. Thank you, WB9CSP. Net in 10 minutes, WB9CSP.
PM6ODS, V31NP.
KF0WMO. I've also been listening. I don't know what this, what's going on. Just listening.
Now, do you guys not know what's going on? It's Saturday. It's about to be 2 p.m.
Okay, I understand now. I will be, I'll be listening.
Roger that, WB9CSC.
WA1YI.
Two minutes to net, WB9CSP, 2 minutes to net.
Flood Watch. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Good afternoon, everybody. WB9CST Richard here in Paris, Texas. It's net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1900 or 2000 UTC, depending on the time change. So before we get started, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, always good, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If there's any emergency or priority traffic during the net, call Burke and your traffic will be handled. So, with that, today's question is, what is the most annoying thing you've encountered with automatic phone systems? And with that, I'll take a short time in mobile check-in. At times of mobile, come now. Any short times or mobiles? Short times or mobiles? This can be checked in. Come now. All right, not hearing any short times or mobiles. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in? Come now.
For ZCV, Ralph, in Douglas County, Georgia.
Hey, Ralph, how are you doing today? November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, WB9CST. How's the weather there? And today's question is, what's the most annoying thing you've had to deal with on a automated phone system?
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Yeah, we're waiting for the front to move in and the rain and storms to move in. I think it's going to rain this evening, and unfortunately, tomorrow morning, supposed to be thunderstorms, going to disrupt the outdoor Easter services and Easter egg hunts and whatnot. By the way, I've got UTC doesn't change. It's 1900 UTC. UTC never changes. I know what you meant. I know what you meant. But, yeah, I love UTC because it never changes. I don't know. Automated phone systems? I don't know. They're okay, I guess. I don't know. The worst is when you call, like, the cable company, and there's never an option to get to a person. And, you know, it says, oh, we don't show an outage at your location. Well, then why is my internet out? I guess that's the worst, when it's completely automated and you can't get a person and you can't get, you know, things fixed. I've had it tell me, oh, we've scheduled a technician, and nobody ever shows up, you know. I don't know. That's the worst. Back to you, Richard. WB9CSP, net control for the everything net. This is N4ZCV.
Yeah, WB9CSP. Well, I can agree with that. I'm having that issue with TrackZone, which is how I'm coming to All-Star right now. It's a pain. I've got the service I want, but the problem is I can't log into their little app that you get off the Google Store or the App Store or whatever we're going to call it this week. So that's fun. But thanks for checking in, Alf. Glad you checked in today. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Kilowatt Zero, Cabo Radio, India.
Inform Randy in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Sir Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa, please. Roblin, Manitoba.
All right, I know I missed some people there, so let me tell you who I got. A0BRI, which I think I messed up that call. VE4AAP, and there was a VE5 call. Actually, yeah, VE4AAP. Who was the Victor Echo 5 call?
K0WMO.
Okay, that might have been the one that I missed then. So I'll go with what I have. If I missed you, I'll get you on the next go. So K0BRI, I hope I got that right. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there?
Weather.
I don't think you've checked in here before, so welcome to the net. And the most annoying thing you've had when you've called one of those automatic systems would be what? Go ahead.
Hello, everyone on the net. My name is Brian. I'm in Champlain, Minnesota. Weather is rainy, just like everyone else in the Minneapolis area here. Let's see, one of those annoying things. I guess, just like other people have said, you know, when the computer doesn't understand what you're saying and it just keeps asking you over and over to explain your problem, and then I always click zero to get to an attendant, but then it still asks, well, first of all, before we can do that, we have to ask what's your problem, and then they don't understand it. And then you just hit a brick wall. Anyway, just checking in, I think, for the first time to this net, and just monitoring this channel, and thought I'd check in.
Yeah, Roger that, Brian. Thanks for checking in. It's met every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And I finally got my website back up and working. I need to update it, but I do have it back and working again. So thank you for checking in. It's on my QRZ page if you want to look at it. Let's see. Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha Papa. Good afternoon up north. How are you doing up in Canada? How's the weather up there? I heard you guys are still getting snow. And what's the most annoying thing you've dealt with the automation system? Go ahead.
Yeah, back to you there. Up here, this is Victor Echo 4, Alpha Alpha Papa. Up here in Roblin, Manitoba, temperature right now is 0 Celsius. 32, like you folks are used to. The sun is shining, it's partly cloudy, but it seems like a nice day. The most annoying thing to me is when you phone in with a complaint and they tell you you're number 7 in the queue. And that never changes. It just stays that way. Or it takes forever to go to 6 or 5 or whatever. And I'm sure they go home at 5 o'clock and just leave you hanging on the phone there until the next morning. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. I do find that annoying as well. It is kind of a, you know, one of those things where you just have to try and deal with it, and it just comes as it is. But thank you for checking in, and glad to have you in my AF0WMO. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather in Missouri? And the most annoying thing you've dealt with the automatic system. Go ahead.
This is KF0WMO. Weather here, gray skies, not raining, chilly. Kind of not the weather you want to be outside in. And the most annoying thing I've ever dealt with, I haven't yet, because I've only been on a 2-meter, 70-meter, that's it, just off a handheld and then a rig.
Ah, okay. That's pretty cool. And, yeah, glad you were able to check in. I think, again, your call sounds familiar, the suffix. So if you have, thanks for coming back. And if not, welcome to the next. Let's see. Okay, I believe that's everyone on that list, so let me start a new one. Anybody, anywhere, wishing to check into the everything yet? This is WB9CFP.
0PK. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-Ray Uniform. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-Ray Uniform. Randy in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Kilo 6, Golf from Yulima, Linda, California.
ESH, Silver Spring, Maryland, J.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike. Victor Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike, Randy and Kenora.
All right, let me stop there because I missed a few again. VE7MXU, A6GRL, and VE5RJM. So I missed a Canadian station, I missed a station on the Minneapolis repeater, and I think that's all I missed. So if I missed you, give me a call again, please.
C0PJ on the Minneapolis repeater.
All right, KC0PJM. I think I got that right. If I didn't, I apologize. And let me go up to the top of the list, and if I missed you, I'll get you again on the next one. VE7MXU, Brett. Good afternoon. I don't think I've had too many 7 to check in from Canada. So how's the weather in your area? And how are you? And automated phone systems. Today's question is, what's the most annoying thing you've had happen with you when you've called one? Over to you.
Yeah, it's Randy here. Just have to wait for the repeater to identify. Sorry about that. We've got 14 degrees Celsius here. I'll have to convert that to Fahrenheit. For those of you who are really good at math, you probably already know what it is. I'm actually in Kelowna, which is in the central Okanagan. You're up, give or take, halfway between Calgary and Vancouver. The most annoying thing about automated phone systems is probably, and people are probably going to come after me for this, but being an early implementer of them and having to test them repeatedly and build queues, it didn't annoy people. I worked at Northern Telecom and a few other organizations over the years, and help desks and things like that, and had to build queues that efficiently routed calls and didn't take the people off. I always left the dial zero option enabled, though, so at least maybe when people come to hunt for me, they'll be gentle. Hi. Back to net control.
Oh, that's pretty cool that you actually got to work in the telephone company. From the sounds of it, you might have worked when they had dial-up, too, so that would be pretty cool to hear about that sometime. Thanks for checking in, Randy. I think I got your name right now. Apologies for that. Let's see. Linda, K6GRL. Guten Morgen. The gate still on Andreas Dalsweta. And what is the most annoying thing you've dealt with the telefunken?
Das Telefon, ja, thank you, Richard. Danke schön. Wetter is 80 degrees. We're in the 80s. 78 in the shade, but now it's beautiful. Did I identify K6L here? I just got back doing a little test for my neighbor in her yard while she's gone. Oh, I got that done fairly quickly. I go in and out, so because it's so secluded, I don't want to spend more time than I have to. So I'm back at my QPH now. I tell you what, that's very interesting. And as the station just said, you know, originally, it wasn't quite as frustrating because you had the option to press zero or just say operator, and it would connect you to the operator right away. But it's no longer like that because everything is now, you know, pretty much like AI. They're going through AI. A lot of it is AI. And I got news for the developers because if we call, we probably need to talk to somebody because it's out of the ordinary. Otherwise, you can do everything online, you know. And then it says, oh, and you can go to the website. Well, no, what I call you about, I cannot go to the website. And the AIs are not very well developed. They just don't understand a lot of times, you know, what you're saying. And if they don't understand, they just ignore it. So that's pretty much how they're programmed. But the most annoying thing, oh my gosh, are you guys ready for it? If you have not had to log into your IRS account recently, or your state account, your state tax account recently, you're going to be in for a surprise because they have something new called ID.me, okay? So that's to identify to confirm your identity, but it is so convoluted. Honest to God, I had to be on the computer, not leaving the computer, man the computer for 3 hours. And nowhere in this whole time did it tell me it would take 3 hours. It started out with 20 plus minutes, and it jumps up and down. Crazy. It doesn't go down. No, it goes up too. It goes up, down, up, down. So from 20 plus minutes, it went down to 16 plus minutes, and it went up to as high as 30 plus minutes. But nowhere did it take 3 hours. It ended up being 3 hours, and you cannot use the computer because if it's locked.
W-A-U-M. VHF. Timeout.
I'm not sure how many minutes we have here, but that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And so I had to say, I can make it, because you have to go to the restroom, hello, you know, because calling. So I had to really speed up and speed down downstairs again, not to lose my spot. And but once you got it, it's okay, but it is convoluted. And big text is convoluted too, a little better, but new to, so they're here in California, at least I can only speak for California. So the tech support, they are linking your information to one of the credit bureaus to identify you. Oh, and on top, in both the federal and the state, they ask you questions. They're like decades old, and they expect you to remember it. Good luck. But you got to jump through all these hoops, but once you assume, you are A-OK. So anyways, I think that's the most frustrating I've ever seen. And it involved initially your cell phone. You have to upload stuff for your cell phone and all that. So they use both computer and cell phone simultaneously to identify you. So that's ID.me. K6L, back to you, Richard.
Yep, Linda had lots of beeping going on there. Isn't that great? But yeah, thanks for checking in, Linda, and glad to have you. And some things timed out, but that's okay. I connected them back. I think I did. So yeah, let's see. Randy, VE5RJM, Mr. Canada. How are you doing today? I already can kind of guess the weather there. And the most annoying thing you've had to deal with is automatic phone systems. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good evening and happy Easter to everyone listening here this weekend. So, Richard, I finally got a chance to check in here. I've been connecting up there with you guys, but I haven't been around. I've been away from home when your net has been on, so this is the first time here for a long time that I was able to check in. So that's my absence, I guess. So, and I'm also linked to the Canada Hubs here, so I'm rebroadcasting it over to the Canada Hub there for that's why you're getting some other check-ins there. But for those listening with your question there, I have similar issues that others have as well, and I usually don't have a lot of patience. And usually when it comes to, I guess the most one frustrates me is when I call my local health district office, and what happens is the staff there, they actually have to enable the phone system by pushing a button, and sometimes they forget to do that. So they'll say you can have a callback number, so I'll give them a callback number and wait patiently, and about an hour later, if I don't get a call back, I'll call it again, and then I get the same rigmarole with the option of a callback number. So it tells me that, they haven't switched the phone system to activate on yet. So I guess depends on how I feel or how important it is, I'll take a drive down there and I'll say, well, your phone system's not working again, hi. And then they'll push the button and say, oh, yeah, it is. There it is. There's your phone call. And I says, yeah, well, I called 3 hours ago. So it's very frustrating when somebody doesn't do their job at the other end there. But anyways, I don't have a lot of patience. I'll usually hang up after maybe 5 minutes, and that's about the extent it goes. And I'll call back later at another time. But anyways, back to you there, Richard. Thanks for holding the net there. V5RJM, Randy in Kenora, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, there we go, the VV9CSP. But yeah, that is kind of annoying when that happens, Randy. You have all that stuff going on, and then it doesn't like to happen the right way. So It's always trying to get around the phone system and stuff. So thank you for checking in. Let's see. KC0PJM, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what's the most annoying thing you've had to deal with automatic phone systems? Go ahead.
Yes, Kilo Charlie Zero, Single Juliet. I'm in Richfield. I called while I was in Diana, driving home from work. Heard your net and heard your question there. Couldn't resist putting my two cents in there. The weather was sweet in the Diana and just... stuff. I bumped the mic off here, and it's just not raining in Richfield. So I came from sleep to none. But the most annoying thing is going to on hold and you fall asleep and they disconnect on you. Or that you finally get somewhere and they disconnect on you nevertheless. Or you talk to someone and within the first 30 seconds, hello, and click. Like, okay, I've waited 20 minutes to get to this point. And then it's either snoring because I'm tired of listening to the music, or that they disconnect on me as soon as I do. And then the other thing to tell people is instead of saying operator, say human. Now a lot of them understand human as the option. KC0PJ, Don in Richfield, in the driveway. So I'm going to QRT and listen to your reply.
Yeah, roger that, WB9CST. Thank you for checking in, and yeah, I can understand that. You push certain buttons and nothing happens, so it's never fun. So thank you for checking in, Tom, and good to have you. All right, so I'm at the bottom of my list. And it's almost time to connect to Santa Cruz, guys, in just a moment. So, anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
Kilo and Alpha Zero, my Kickle Kilo Lock.
Alright, Kilo Alpha Zero, Mike Kilo. I missed the last part. I think I messed up your suffix. Give it to me again. How are you today? How's the weather there? And things you don't like about automated phone systems. Go ahead.
The call sign here is Kilowatt. Alpha, Zero, Mike, Echo, Kilowatt. There is what I'm going to say. When I hate about automatic phones, I hate robocall, period. I'd rather talk to my person than a stupid computer. Or you get someone that sounds like English. It sounds like a good American speaking gal, then get some idiot from overseas. Oh, that thunders into no end. At that point, I don't even answer my phone anymore. I'm about to know the number.
Yeah, I don't like dealing with those robo thingies either. Especially the ones that call you and then they don't say anything. Just to try and add your number to some system somewhere. I hate those. They're very annoying. And this is one of those topics that I have to be careful about, by the way, because it could bring up political stuff, which if it does, just so everyone knows, I don't mind it. Just try and keep it neutral. Give me a second here to connect up Santa Cruz. Oops. I forgot to put in my admin password. That might help on the conference server. while I'm doing that, this is WB9CST in the Everything Net. Just to reiterate, if you're joining us, this net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. There we go. I got it connected. So with that, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
Thank you.
Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in CD everything that come now, WB9CSC.
Big check. K-A-Z-M-K. You asked me how the weather was here. It's overcast and cloudy. Rather cool out. It's 51 degrees. It's dry. It sounded like we had a pretty good shower this morning. Yeah, robocalls and the one that tried to change the Medicare plan midterm. Oh, that sounds good. No end. K-A-Z-M-K.
Yeah, Roger that, M.E.K. Thanks for the comment there again. And thank you for making your reach out. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in and see the everything next? No, WD9CSP.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Oscar Hotel Uniform.
All right. Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Oscar Hotel Uniform. Good afternoon. How are you? And what's the most annoying thing you dealt with automatic phone calls? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Sean over here in Fridley, Minnesota. For me, I'm someone that actually builds those. I actually run a old-style TDM telephone system along with two VoIP systems, and we're converting over to Zoom phone right now. So I'm rather familiar with those things, and one thing I don't like is when they don't have the option to press zero to talk to a human, so you can bypass all the other steps. And that's something I like setting up on most of the ones I do, even though it's not advertised, and it may not tell you to do that. It's something that you can try, and sometimes that'll bypass all those steps and get you to a human right away. KF0OHU, back to net.
Okay, there we go. I think it's... Am I? Okay, there I am. Yeah, just making sure I was heard. Yeah, that can be annoying, having that do that. I know how that feels. So, yeah. But thank you for checking in. Glad to have you today. And let's see, it's 2:33, so continue on here. Anybody else that can just check in to the everything that come now, WB9CFC. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in to the everything that come now, WB9CFC.
November 7th, Oscar Tango Alpha, Sean in Santa Cruz, California. November 7th, Oscar Tango Alpha.
All right, I got November 7th, Oscar Tango Alpha, and he was the station in Santa Cruz, Texas, I think.
Santa Cruz, California. I'm right along the coast in a little town called SoCal. Anyways, good afternoon. Thanks for checking me in. We had a little bit of an earthquake a couple of days ago, two or three days ago, and it was a good shaker out here. But other than that, got a great weather and really warm and sunny out here. Thanks for letting me check in, and you are connected to the K6BJ repeater here in Santa Cruz, California, and 70TA.
Roger that. Thanks for checking in from California, and glad to have you guys at the last part of the net here, and thank you for checking in. Who was the station in Texas that tried to check in? WB9CSC.
This is KJ5OUL, Conroe, Texas.
Yeah, KJ5OUL, good afternoon. How are you? The name here is Richard up in Paris, Texas. Welcome to the Everything Net. How are things down in Conroe? And today's question is, what is the most annoying thing you've encountered with automatic phone systems? Go ahead.
Oh, it's just the circular menu they put you through, so you just keep on going back to the beginning. And I find the easiest way out of that is to just, if you give it a gibberish answer, it usually just gets you to somebody.
Yeah, usually I find that the same thing, too. If you keep pushing a certain button and just saying, speak to representative, it'll eventually get you there at some point. But sometimes it doesn't, and then you want to throw your phone. So I'm all too familiar with this automatic stuff. But yet the last company I ever talked to that had people was Cisco, the router company. Thanks for checking in, and I'm glad N5 BDJ allowed me to link up today. So with that, I'll take another round of check-ins here and look at the time. I should have enough time to do another round here and then start the 7-3. So anyone else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Okay, I think I had someone on St. Louis trying to check in now. What was the call again?
Recheck. I don't know if you know this now, but you're going to Suburban Radio Club Repeater. I'm in Washington, Missouri. The repeater I'm listening to you on is in St. Louis County. Cares in the case.
Roger that. Alright. Yeah, I knew it was up there. I can't remember the frequency. Let me look at my cards from Jeff. The 84, I believe it is. But yeah, thanks for checking in and the info. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CSP.
The machine is a 146-850 machine in St. Louis County. Cares in the case.
Flood Watch. Special weather statement.
All right. Thank you for that. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Hello, India. That's Julia, India, Mark.
All right, Kilo, India 6, India Juliet Mike. That call sounds familiar, buddy. But if not, welcome to the Everything Net. How are you? How's the weather there? Most annoying thing you've dealt with, automatic phone systems. Go ahead. KI6IJM, I'm pretty sure I got your call right. Go ahead. How are you today? How's the weather there? And what's the most annoying thing you've dealt with automatic phone systems? Go ahead. All right, I'll ask one more time here for any check-ins anywhere before I start the 7-3 round. So anybody else looking to check in, see the everything that come now, WB9CFP. Alright, VE3, what was the rest of it? I missed the last part.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Sierra Hotel.
Okay, I fixed it that time. KD3E, CEH. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather? Welcome to the Everything Net. I don't think I've talked to you before. And what's the most annoying thing you've dealt with automatic phone calls? Go ahead.
Yes, this is KD3CFH. Thanks for taking this message. I had silver spray and was connected to the repeater here. But it cut off, so I'm actually connected in through a repeater in Bethesda, which is a little further away. Anyway, the weather here is beautiful. Thanks for doing the net. Most annoying was this week trying to pay my mother's health insurance, and the phone system wouldn't let me do it, and wouldn't let me get a human being. That's you, bitch.
Well, I'm going to be in the hot seat because I just looked at, I went over to where the repeater you're on is connected, and I can already tell by beside its name it's a club, so I'm going to have to explain to them more than likely why I didn't know there was a connection over there. But no matter, I'll get that resolved, and I do thank you for checking in. There's a couple different ways into this net if you have any. EchoLink, IRLP, and All-Star. I do have some other digital modes in the works. So thank you for checking in. Glad to have you. All right, so I'm going to go up back to the top of my list and start the 7-3 round a little bit early, and then I'll take some late checks. So let me go all the way up to the top. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. WB9CST. Ralph, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Over.
Currently right, connected to Reflect 9-3-0-0.
Okay, I think I'm transmitting now. Some other stuff there. Yeah, you know, along with your question of the day, back in the 90s, I commuted up to a FedEx call center in New Jersey, and it was a division of FedEx where we did third-party logistics, kind of business-to-business stuff. And in the call center, we had a digital answering system, and I was the voice on the digital answering system, so when clients would call, they'd hear me say, yeah, thanks for calling, you're important and all that nonsense, and we'll get to you, you know, you don't hang up, all that stuff, you know, the usual routine. And sometimes I would sit down in the call center and take calls. And on one occasion I can remember, you know, I picked up the phone and I said, it's FedEx Ralph, can help you. And there was nothing. Nobody said anything. And I said, hello, it's FedEx, Ralph. And the person, they must have had me on speaker while they were on hold. And she goes, oh, I didn't know you answered, because, you know, routinely there would be a thing that said, you know, please continue to hold, all in my voice. And the person said, oh, you're the voice. She goes, I didn't realize that you had picked up my call. It was kind of funny. But at any rate, good to hear everyone. Hope everyone has a good Easter. Maybe get together with family and enjoy the day. Thanks for doing the net, Richard. Back to you. WB9CSP, this is N4ZCV 73.
Roger that, Ralph. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you, and hope to hear you again next weekend. So, let's see here, where am I? K0BRI. Brian, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST. All right, Brian isn't there. VE4AAT. If you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST. All right, let's see. KF0WMO. If you're there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CST. All right, VE7MXU, Randy, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my check-in. It was fun not to listen to. It was nice to have our local All-Star Link repeater connected today. I'll have to keep an eye out for this node and connect to it a little more often. Kind of views from Kelowna, British Columbia. I hope everyone has a great day. I'm going to head outside here and enjoy the warm weather shortly. Had a bit of a late night last night, so chill here a little bit. It's just a hint afternoon, and looks like we've got some really nice springtime weather out here in a bit of sun. 7-3 for now.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you for checking in, Andy, and glad to have you, and hope to hear you again. That'll be great. Let's see. Linda, K6GRL, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Auf Wiedersehen und Tschüss, Frau.
Yeah, Duncan Jr. is just 260L here. No, I'm coming in RF, by the way, the 260J. So you guys missed my transmission earlier, but yeah, so you have seen nothing until you have to deal with ID.me. Oh, my goodness. So now since I went down memory lane, I have to, you know, chill out here with some cool stuff in the house and watch Hallmark or something. Yes, I felt the earthquake as well here. It was for us, you know, the earthquake was in Santa Cruz County. It was centered there in Boulder Creek, or southeast of Boulder Creek, I think it was. They downgraded it to 4.6, and for me it was just a bang. It wasn't. That was it, and I had to bang. I felt the earthquake first, and then the alert came in a second later on my phone. There you go. But that's okay. I was not frustrated about that. That's okay. They can alert me anytime, later, early or late. Yeah, so we are at 82 degrees here. I just checked my phone, and the wind is blowing a little bit, coming from southwest, about 11 miles per hour. It's pretty nice outside, so maybe I'll go out a little bit. So, but yeah, auf Wiedersehen, bis zum nächsten Mal. Have a good Easter, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Stay safe, y'all. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that, Linda. Thanks for checking in. And glad to have you. And hope to hear you again next weekend. DE5RJM, Randy. Go ahead, it's the 7th round of DB9CST.
Yeah, well, good afternoon again to everyone listening here. And pleasure of all mine here to be able to check in here on your net there, Richard. Or this net, the Everything Net. Look forward to it every week. But sometimes I'm just not around to be able to do the check-in there, which is my dog calling. But anyways, give you a weather report. That's all I have here left is plus 5 degrees Celsius or 41 degrees Fahrenheit. And beautiful sunny sky, no clouds whatsoever. So we got some melting of this snow, which we've got lots of, about 3.5 feet of it here so far in our front yard that still has to get disappear on us. And we still got some more snowfall in the future here. So, but usually these snowfalls that we get now, they usually melt away. So our temperatures are now above zero, which is very good. So, yeah, it's been kind of a long winter here for us. Anyways, that's all I have there, Richard, and back to Nat.
Roger that. Thanks for checking in, Andy. And good to have you. And glad you were able to make it. Let's see. KC0PJ. I think I got that right. Tom, go ahead at the 7-3 room, WB9CSP. All right, not hearing him. Let's see, KF0LHU. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. All right, not hearing him. Let's see, N7OTA. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Alrighty, well, thanks again for checking me in. Not much else other than really nice out here in Santa Cruz. And like the station said in Boulder Creek, we experienced a pretty good earthquake in our neck of the woods a couple of days ago. And that might get woke up at 1:30 in the morning. So, it was definitely an experience, and from what everybody said, it was the strongest jolt we've had since our 89 Loma Prieta earthquake. And it was on a really small fault line that's been inactive for quite a while. I don't know if anybody's out there familiar with the California fault lines, but we have one here locally called the Zianti fault line. And it has now become active, and it's in between the famous San Andreas fault line and I think they said the Calaveras fault line or something of that nature. But anyways, it was a small fault line that has now become active and has been dormant for the last 50 years. So some of these smaller fault lines produce a pretty good jolt when you're really close to them. Anyways, Happy Easter to everybody out there listening to Radioland, and thanks again for letting me check in. November 7 OTAs from Santa Cruz, coming through the K6BJ repeater.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you for checking in today, and glad to have you. and hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see. TJ5OUL. You're turning to 7-3 rounds from WB9CSP. Well, I guess he might have been at 1 and died, but that's okay. Let's see. I don't think that person is there anymore. I think they were in I.O. So, KD3CEH. I think he said F. So, if it's F-E-H or C-E-H, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Hotel. Thank you for checking in. This is lovely afternoon, Matt. It sounds like we have the same weather as Grandy and the gentleman in Santa Cruz, but without the earthquake, which is nice. So I'll say 73. I hope everybody has a good weekend. And thanks again for checking in. This is 83 CSA.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you for being here today. And just a minute shy of 3, so I'll call for one round of late checks before I close. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close the net, come now, WB9CST.
Echo 6, Romeo Alpha X-ray, KE6RAX.
All right, I got KE6 on the deck. Anybody else wishing to check in?
Late check in, Kilo Alpha Zero, Whiskey Victor Delta.
Floodwatch. Special weather statement. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Let me go over here and drop the other repeater off. I think they're trying to disconnect it, but it's not disconnecting for them. All right, so while I do that, KE6RAX, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what's the most annoying thing you've dealt with phone systems? Go ahead.
This is Peter, Papa Echo Tango Echo Romeo in Live Oak, California. Most annoying thing with telephones is trying to pay bills. They make it so complicated to get into your account.
Yeah, I would say that's true. It would definitely make it a pain to have to deal with that. The K3YGG repeater, I'm about to drop you guys, just so you know, WBNCSP. All right, there we go. I dropped them. I'll deal with that later, probably. Anyway, thank you for checking in. Let me get logged back in here. Okay, there we go. Let's see. KA0WVD, how are you today? How is the weather there? And what's the most annoying thing you hate about automatic phone systems? Go ahead.
55 degrees here in St. Louis, Missouri. Same thing the guy just said a little bit ago, trying to get into your account.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty annoying if I do have to agree. It is annoying, especially when you don't have access to some of the old things that you need to get into it, like I'm dealing with right now. So, yeah, that's fun. But that brings it to the end here. I don't want to go over too much, and I actually have some errands to go run. So, happy Easter, everybody, and this has been the Everything Net. It meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. You can find all the information on my QRZ page. I do have the website up and working again, which is my call sign, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP dot Delta Echo. Heard me correctly. It's a German website. So with that, give me a moment to disconnect everything, and we will see you guys again next weekend, WB9CSP.
Flood Watch. Flood Watch. Flood Watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Flood Watch. Special weather statement. Flood Watch. Special weather statement. Flood Watch. Special weather statement. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Node 2586 connected to W8UM VHF.
NAWT, NAWB.
Flood Watch.
NAWT, NAWB.
Good.
Yeah, I stopped to get gas. I'm on my way out there.
Yeah, turn on 3.1, but some other people are on there.
I'm not sure if you heard it or not, because I was fumbling with the radio trying to get it on the right frequency. And then by the time I got it, I was out of range, completely out of range, so.
Well, I'm surprised that you're this strong.
On a different system.
Okay.
This one's on hand, so none of the commands I'm used to work.
Should ask them to change theirs to match what you're used to.
No, because then they probably would, and that'd have to work. The gas price went up quite a bit from the last time I got gas, like significantly.
I heard that gas prices went up quite a bit. What'd you say after that?
Quite a bit since the last time I got gas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard it was from the Iranian thing.
You coming out here? Hoping you could follow me or something because it's the back row. It's a little bit tricky to explain over the radio or phone or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go. I'm going to get up at like 5:30 or so. I still haven't done the work stuff for today.
Okay, bummer.
I didn't give you a notice with the food thing, but...
Things dynamic. He's just building that on the fly. He's got all the stuff to do five or six people, but I think it's just going to be me and him. Well, Scott's probably coming out, but he'll probably be late.
Is it next, Scott?
I had something scraping over your mic. I couldn't understand that.
So, is that next, Scott?
Well, most likely. It's probably a long time ago. He's a ham. He lives a couple miles away, maybe 5 miles from me to the south, but he's been around for a while. Hey, LBV.
Hey, LBV. One of the things I'm looking at, I can't figure out that work problem they had today. Checking over several logs, trying to cross-correlate them.
A new problem, or been around for a while?
New one, just something happened today on the line. I don't know why it did it.
More fun if it's not your fault when you figure it out.
Well, so far the best I can tell is that they put the wrong tags on in the wrong order. But I see something that contradicts that also, so I'm not sure.
LBV Mobile. Going to bed early tonight? You're going to be up past midnight? Because I catch you on the ride back and maybe catch you a little bit while I'm out there if we get the node to come up.
My goal will be to be in bed by 11. Maybe sooner, but it won't happen.
Flood watch. Good evening. The time is 6:45 p.m. Weather conditions clear. Temperature 79 degrees.
Virgin Islands weather.
I'm going to go in. I'll catch you a little bit later.
Okay,
it'll be T. It'll be T and it'll be B.
Node 2586 disconnected. Floodwatch. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Floodwatch. 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 Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 52 degrees.
Alpha 8, Romeo, hello, mobile.
Floodwatch. 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 Good evening, 21 hours. Rain. 52 degrees. Floodwatch. 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 Good evening, 22 hours. Rain. 52 degrees. Floodwatch. 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 Good evening, 23 hours. Rain. 52 degrees. Floodwatch. Floodwatch.